This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
617-655-1234 to call into the show. You can also use that number to text in. It's the same number. And yes, that is our new number, 617-655-1234. We were just talking to my wife about when we found out that she was expecting with Barrett. We had talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show that his name would be Mix 104.1 if you named him after where you found out that you were expecting. And she had dropped this little nugget in there that she called her sister first. And I didn't know that. And I just thought it was weird.
It bothered you a little bit.
Yeah, well, and it was just like, that's, why wouldn't you wait until I got home? That was the one thing that stood out, too.
To be fair, she has known her sister longer.
I get all of that. So she called her sister first, and then afterwards she called me. So again, 617-655-1234. And it seems like a lot of people do this. They don't call the guy. They don't call the...
Partner, significant other,
right,
whoever it may be.
They're calling their daycare provider. They're calling their therapist. They're calling family members.
You got to find a pediatrician first.
Right. let's see. I have Brianna. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Who did you call before you called your partner that you were expecting?
I called my best friend.
Why?
My husband was working, and I wasn't sure how I felt about it. I didn't know if he was even going to believe it. He had just had a vasectomy a few months prior, so we thought we were totally done.
Well, that is a resilient swimmer. That's like a Green Beret in there.
Oh, man. They said the chances were less than 3%
right. That
the surgery would fail, and it failed.
Oh, my gosh. Now, did that... listen, I'm not trying to put this into the universe.
No, I know what you're going to say.
He starts having second thoughts. What's going on? Is there somebody else?
You know, I asked him down the line once the shock wore off, I asked him, I said, did you ever question, my faithfulness? And he said, surprisingly, no.
Right.
That's something that, I think would cross most people's minds.
Sure.
But I'm, obsessed with my husband. He knows that.
Right.
So did you call your best friend first just to, talk you off a ledge to get your story straight?
Yeah, absolutely. I was hysterical. Yep. I didn't think it was even possible, so it was more shocking than any finding out any of my other pregnancies. I was in disbelief.
What was the age? What's the age difference between the last one and the one before?
Only a year and a half.
Oh, okay, not too bad though. But you were done. You were not.
Oh yeah, I have. Yeah, right now I have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1.5-year-old. Yeah, I was totally done.
Did you go back to the doctor we got to re-snip this guy? This isn't working.
He did. He went back and he was like, what the hell?
Yeah, do you get a refund on that?
I'd like my money back.
No, I mean, they have you sign the waiver, you know what I mean?
The waiver? Is that a thing, really, when
you
get a vasectomy?
Waiver, they had him sign the paperwork. He went back and he was like, my wife's pregnant, what the hell? And so they tested him, they found out you know, that it was completely unsuccessful.
Oh, wow.
So I said, you know, all right, now it's my turn.
That is wild. All right. Well, thanks for calling in to share the story, Brianna.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, what is it?
Yeah, it feels like a Monday. I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. Okay, so who did you tell before you told your husband that you were expecting?
My dentist knew probably 2 weeks before my husband did because I had to have a tooth removed and they could only use certain medication.
Right.
And I was surprising my husband, so.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks? You didn't tell him for 2 weeks?
For 2 weeks, yeah. It was a big surprise.
Why?
Because I was trying to plan, like, a big, you know, surprise. We're pregnant. And I just didn't have it in me at the time when I was at the dentist. I was planning something elaborate.
2 weeks. That is wild. And then you told the dentist.
Yep. He wasn't happy.
Did the dentist know you hadn't even told your husband yet?
Yep.
Yeah. That's wild. Alana is from Gloucester. Good morning.
Hi.
Who did you tell first?
So the order of events is fuzzy, of course, but I'm pretty sure I told my best friend first. And she and I have been friends for life. And she'd been trying also. I don't think we were really trying. We just kind of gave up not trying. Or gave up trying not to, I guess.
Right.
And when I called her to tell her that I was pregnant, we had one of those, like, awkward pauses. And she's like, me too. And we ended up having our babies 20 days apart.
That's awesome. You get to go through that together with your best friend, though.
Oh, we totally went through it. That's for sure.
Now, had she told her husband prior?
I think, yeah, because she had kind of a rockier pregnancy. So they kind of went through it together. But,
right.
Yeah. And we got to go through the whole thing, like all the same milestones of pregnancy at the same time. It was both our first pregnancies. So,
how old are the kids now?
They are 15.
Oh, are they best friends? Do you put a lot of pressure on them to be best friends?
They go back and forth between having friendships, but I mean, they both go to school together, and they have you know, different friend groups.
Yeah.
So they're not besties at the moment, but they probably will be, and then maybe they won't be, and they'll find their way back.
Yeah, so they're 15.
Yeah, teenagers.
Yes, they're totally 15.
Oh, that's great. All right, thanks for calling in and sharing that, Alana. We appreciate that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.